This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Congress has passed a two-day stopgap spending bill to avert a partial government shutdown this weekend, and the White House says the president has signed the bill. It's part of a last-minute effort by lawmakers to buy additional time for negotiations on an almost $1 trillion COVID-19 economic relief package. Negotiators are seeking to resolve a battle over emergency Federal Reserve lending powers. Democrats say the GOP proposal would deprive President-elect Joe Biden of crucial tools to manage the economy. The agreement would provide more than $300 billion in aid to businesses, a $300 per week federal jobless benefit, and $600 direct payments to individuals. More than 300 schoolboys kidnapped last week in northwest Nigeria in an attack on their school have arrived in the capital of Katsina State after their release on Thursday. Friends and family gathered to greet the boys with tears and hugs as they arrived. The boys were abducted 1 week ago from the all-boys government science secondary school in Kankara in Katsina State Village. Nigeria's Boko Haram jihadist rebels claimed responsibility for the abduction, saying they attacked the school because it believes Western education is un-Islamic. That's according to factional leader Abubakar Shekau in a video posted earlier this week. More than 800 students were at the school at the time of the attack. Hundreds escaped, but 344 boys were taken. They told authorities this week that they had been beaten by their captors and forced to march through the forest to evade the government forces pursuing them. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We've also got an app that you can download. This is VOA News.